give you a very warm welcome to Wilmslow Methodist Church and to the service of thanksgiving for the life of our treasured and much loved friend, Christine Hassell. We naturally come with heartache and the sadness of loss, missing Chris and wanting more time with her. But we also come to celebrate her life and to give thanks to God for her. Christine was a member of this church for over 50 years and a very active member. And so it's appropriate that we meet here with family, church family, neighbours and friends to give thanks for her life. The music that we were listening to there was one of the hymns that was chosen for this service, a number of hymns that Christine had chosen. We're going to sing a hymn now that reminds us of her lifelong desire to be a pilgrim, to be a true disciple and follower of Jesus Christ. Who would true valour see to be a pilgrim? Seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, our loving Heavenly Father, we gather to praise you and thank you for Christine's life, to rejoice in all that she has meant to us, to give you all the glory for her. We come too, though, with the sad feelings of loss and our need to support one another. God, our Father, you care for us with a love so tender, so gentle, so strong, with a love which stretches out into all eternity. Enfold us this day with your deep love and the strength, comfort, and peace of your presence. We especially pray that you will comfort and support John, Phil and Pamela, Julie, Kat and Dan, Adam, Stephanie and Celia and all the family. May your peace ease the heartbreak ache of grief, and may your Holy Spirit lift us above our sorrow to the peace and light of your constant love. In the hope of our resurrection faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Christine's friend Margaret Turner, is going to come and read our psalm for us, Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no ill. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. This very well-known and ancient psalm is described in one of my books as a triumph of peace and certainty amid difficult and uncertain times. It contains a calmness and a confidence in the love of a good shepherd who leads his sheep to shelter and rest, a place of comfort and peace. It seems a very appropriate reading for today, for it reflects that calm confidence and assurance of faith that flowed through Chris's life. I was deeply touched by Christine's calm serenity and lack of fear or anxiety as she faced her death. She lived a resurrection faith and knew that she would be led by still waters as she returned into the fullness of God's love and peace. May we today take confidence from her quiet strength. May we too know the peace, comfort, love and faith that she knew. Christine, as we will hear later, was very involved in the Women's World Day of Prayer. Through her work with Methodist women in Britain, she had a strong awareness of women in of faith throughout the world. And one of the verses stands out in this hymn that she's chosen, The Day Thou Gavest. As o'er each continent and island, the dawn leads on another day. The voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away. And so we sing, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, is ended. please be seated. Margaret is going to come and read to us a poem, If Tears Could Build a Stairway.
If tears could build a stairway and memories were a lane, we would walk right up to heaven and bring you back again. No farewell words were spoken, no time to say goodbye. You were gone before we knew it, and only God knows why. Our hearts still ache in sadness, and secret tears still flow. What it means to love you, no one will ever know. But now we know you want us to mourn for you no more, to remember happy times. Life still has much in store. Since you will never be forgotten, we pledge to you today, a hallowed place within our hearts is where you will always stay.
Thank you. Grief is really difficult, and emotions can overwhelm us without warning. But amongst the feelings of loss, there can also be a profound sense of thanksgiving for a special life shared. There are words in the Old Testament that recommend in grief putting on the mantle of praise, and letting those good memories be our strength. Christine had such a quiet strength, and as we look back on her life and memories, it will give us strength to carry on forward. Just to say before I share a little bit about her life, to say that donations in Christine's memory are requested for Wilmslow Methodist Church, but in order for the church here to decide to give some of that to some of the charities the church supports. But also to say that after the service, please do stay. The family would very much like to invite you to stay for refreshments with them through in the hall. And in the hall, there's a table of photographs and things that will spark your memories so that you can share your memories with one another there. So what I share now is what the family and friends have shared with me. Christine was born in Weston-super-Mare on the 29th of November 1936, an only child to parents Annie and Frank Pavey. After her father sadly died when she was just 12, her aunt Emmy came to help raise her. They lived in the area of Uphill and attended the Methodist Church. Her mum did as much in that church as Christine did here. And Christine was also a Queen's guide there. Christine was a bright girl and attended the local grammar school. During the time of her A-level studies, she met a young RAF apprentice called John on the promenade. He was based at RAF Locking, just outside Weston-super-Mare. They began to meet up, and John would help her with her studies, and she would help him with his calculus problems. The following year, 1954, John was invited to dinner by her mother and aunt, and fortunately, he said that it seemed that he'd made a favourable impression. John was posted to RAF Gaydon in Warwickshire, sadly too far from Weston to visit, even on his new motorbike. However, when Chris passed her A-levels and joined the civil service, she asked to be placed in the Brixton office in London, very close to John's home of Balham, It must have been a huge change from a small seaside town, but it meant that they could see one another at the weekends. In 1957, they went on a visit back to Uphill. After a chat with Chris's mother, they set off to have a tour around on the bike. But the tour only lasted about 100 yards as John stopped the bike and, much to the amusement of some passing residents, shouted, "Will you marry me?" He said, Chris assented, we kissed, and rode into Weston-super-Mare to find an engagement ring. They married in the tiny Methodist chapel in Uphill on the 5th of April 1958, and last year celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. John had organised a telegram from the Queen, and loving the Queen, she was absolutely delighted. Married life began in a caravan on the RAF site at Bury St Edmunds, as was the practice for married servicemen then. They saved up to buy their own caravan, which was useful for the many moves in the RAF. Initially, Chris was able to arrange transfers with the civil service, but when John was posted to Cyprus, she had to resign from work. It was their longest posting of 2.5 years, and where Phil was born. Not long after Phil's birth, John was sent off to Pakistan for a month. Fortunately, Chris had the support of her mother, who came out to visit, as well as the care of their elderly local landlords who acted like grandparents. Their next and last RAF move was to Lynham, where Pamela was born. After further moves and a number of different jobs, including work on Concorde, John secured a job at BEA Manchester Airport. And so finally in 1966, the family were able to settle in Wilmslow. Christine quickly got involved in church here and served as steward more than once. She was a regular teacher with the junior age children and for a time served as junior church superintendent. She loved doing drama with them and even after stopping teaching was always helpful with ideas for crafts, including for holiday clubs. She'd also spent 17 years assisting John in his role as Cub and Scout leader. Chris was part of the Young Wives Club and attended the Monday night Growing Together house group. She also hosted the Tuesday Lunch Club for many years, and when it closed, remained a willing helper of the Friday Club. And there's no doubt many more things which I don't even know about. Chris was also the rep for the Women's World Day of Prayer for many years and could be relied on to support that event either as an attendee or participant. She also supported Churches Together events and our links with our URC, Covenanted Church. Christine has been described to me at church as a really grounded, unflappable person, keen to turn her hand to many things. Someone who was always doing, who liked to be busy. Strong and faithful. Quietly very supportive. A loyal and trusted servant of Christ. Someone who lived by her faith. Who was compassionate and forgiving. Beth Davies, who can't be with us because she's in Australia at the moment, wrote to say, "Christine, in her quiet way, was one of the most remarkable women of my acquaintance. In the Churches Together play productions, she took a variety of parts and acted well, her voice always strong and clear. She could be relied on beyond the call of duty. She did not seem to seek reward. My Christian experience was enriched because of knowing her." The faith that she shared here was shared beyond this church. She was an active member of Women's Network and later Methodist Women in Britain, and held various offices in the then Bramwell Circuit and the Manchester and Stockport district. She regularly attended the national conferences at Swanwick and took great interest in its themes and work. Following the last one, she was involved in the group that met our local MP here to challenge some of the injustices of universal credit, and where I could admire her sewing, because Julie got her to sew hers. We sewed our messages on serviettes from the idea from the conference. Christine's work in the civil service had been with the tax office. She put her mathematical skills to good use in her volunteering too. She was diligent on the counters rota here and served as treasurer for the Methodist Women in Britain in the district. She spent 1 to 2 years training her successor. He said that she handed over everything in immaculate order. She never made mistakes. I know that Julie valued being able to go and take any official finance document and let Christine explain it or sort it out. For 2 to 3 years, she also worked at the post office on Knutsford Road, which she cycled to, helping out there. She was highly organised and extremely capable, her many papers, fortunately, well ordered. You would want her on your quiz team, as she had an excellent general knowledge and amazing memory. Chris ensured that she taught Pamela everything that she knew. Phil remembers that when he first moved away, she would be able to give very clear, detailed instructions over the phone of how to bake things, what to do. She was always there when needed. And so many of the toys where Julie works were sewn back to life by Christine. Early family holidays were often down to uphill. That doesn't sound right, does it? But we're uphill with time at the beach for the children. There were also 1960s Butlins and Pontins holidays, chosen so that Phil and Pamela had free rein and plenty of fun. Family remember trips to National Trust or beach outings. With her trusty packed lunch in an old ice cream tub with a bottle of squash, she'd refuse to buy chips or ice cream but would then pinch some of theirs. Chris loved travelling, and as John worked for BA, they were able to go all over the world: Egypt, Sri Lanka, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Kenya, the Holy Land. And in later years, when John couldn't travel, he was happy that she would continue going away with her close friend Margaret, as well as walking weeks led by Doug Clark. And she was a loyal member of Up and Atoms, who go on different outings from here. Chris also enjoyed her U3A activities, particularly country dancing on Monday afternoons and Tai Chi on Tuesdays, where she'd nearly mastered the whole routine. She was also kept busy growing veg in her garden, which she did for over 50 years. And she also always had a supply of rhubarb and apples and made jams and chutneys. She was famous for her New Zealand fruit loaf. I've only just begun to discover how much Christine did for others. She always had time for people, putting others first. She looked after so many people, whether family or neighbours or friends. And some had the privilege of lifts in her fabulous car. Christine and John love their Beatles and became well known in Wilmslow, driving them for over 40 years. Hers was actually the yellow one, but she preferred to drive the older, not updated orange one. And when she was a passenger, you didn't need a sat-nav, a human sat-nav able to perfectly time directions. Katz described her as a woman of simple pleasures and few words, who always had a presence about her. She always seemed happy with the simple things in life, playing board games going rambling, playing solitaire on the computer. I'm also told she was quite competitive at those board games. She definitely taught family how to appreciate the small things in life and how to be grateful for everything that you have, especially friends and family. Kat said, I always felt loved when I was around her. She'd always make me feel welcome at hers. I know it was a place where you could go and find some peace. Margaret Turner described her as a true friend, lovely, quietly calm, and never a bad word to say about anyone. And John explained to Dan that they got on so well because they always communicated what each other wanted to do, discussing until they reached a conclusion, never arguing. Chris just wouldn't get worked up about things. She'd always had extremely good health and never been in hospital since having the children. She spent many of the later years looking after and supporting John, and he never envisaged her going before him. She was only ill for 26 days, and I know that has been part of the big shock for everyone. I conclude with a few of John's own words. I will miss my soulmate more than I can possibly explain. And from the condolences that my family and I have received, she will be much missed by all our friends, and I thank you all. I am proud to have accompanied her throughout over 60 years. We had a good life. Phil has chosen some music for us to listen to, O Magnum Mysterium. It's actually a piece that celebrates the mystery of the birth of Christ, our incarnate faith. And as we listen, a chance for you to think of what you would like to say thank you to today for Christine. And so we come to our prayers of thanksgiving. God, source of all life, mysterious, profound, generous in love, we give thanks because we have seen you in Chris. We give thanks for her life, for all that she was, for all that she gave of herself to family, to friends, to the church and community. We give you thanks for her deep faithfulness, witness and love, for her quiet humility and calm strength, her assuring presence and peace. We give thanks for the way in which she offered her gifts for use in service of the church, within churches together, the Women's World Day of Prayer, and especially much work with the Methodist women in Britain. We thank you for the way in which she quietly helped so many. We thank you for her smile, her humour, her loyal friendship. We especially give thanks for her love of family, her deep love of John since she was a teenager, for her love of Phil, Julie, Dan and Kat, Pamela, Adam, Stephanie and Celia, the delight that she took in her grandchildren. For all that is on our hearts today, for all our best memories of Christine, we give you our thanks and praise. For Chris, death is past and she knows deep peace and love in all its completeness. For us, there is sorrow and loss, but we know and trust that you, God, are the giver of all comfort, and that we are never out of reach of your love. Sustain us and strengthen us, we pray, in all the emotions of this day. Enfold us in your deep love and reassurance. Give us all your peace and your strength. Help us to cast every care on you and know your comfort as together we release Christine into the mystery of love that never dies. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And I invite you, if you wish to join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. We sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
our Creator and Redeemer. Into your keeping we commend your servant Christine Mary Hassel. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the joy of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Tenderly may time heal your sorrow, gently may friends ease your pain, softly may peace replace your heartache, and may grace be found in unexpected places. And may you know God's comfort, love, and strength. And may you all go with the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We're going to listen to the piece of music. The carnival is over, and when John is ready, I invite you to come to the door for people to greet you, but encourage you to come through to the hall. Thank you.
Say goodbye, my own true lover, as we sing a lover's song. How it breaks my heart to leave you. Now the carnival is gone. High above, the dawn is waking, and my tears are falling rain, for the carnival is over, we may never meet again. Like a drum, my heart was beating, and your kiss was sweet as wine, but the joys of love are fleeting, for Pierrot and Columbine. Now the harbor light is calling, this will be our last goodbye, though the carnival is over.
I am. Thank you all for coming. And Oh, I can't say anymore. I'm sorry.
Thank you for saying that.